official home for the Northview teams, northescambia.com.
Defense goes back after the timeout. Again, with 6:42 left in the first quarter, it's 14-0. The Freeport Bulldogs over our Northview Chiefs. With a first and 10 from the 39 of the Bulldogs, they're coming our way, and they're coming hard. It's movement this time, and we're going to step off five against them, which that's a help to us.
Yeah.
But now, the one thing I'm sure the Bulldog coaches don't want, because they've seen us pull out our guns and shooting ourselves in the foot, they sure don't want to pull theirs out. Again, this is a district game. Freeport comes in 4-0 in the district with a 4-1 record overall. Northview with a 4-1 record, but 3-1 in the district. So this game will decide or help decide a possible three-way tie in our district tonight. So here we go now with a first down and 15 for the Bulldogs. As number 10, Cole Weeks, takes the snap, and he pitches it back to number 30, Henderson. Henderson is going to go back, and he's going to get about 4 yards and be about a yard shy of the original line of scrimmage. So we'll go to second down now and 11 for the Bulldogs. So that was a little better coverage that time by our Chiefs. That's the first time Henderson hadn't scampered for a first down yardage when he's touched the ball tonight. I feel a lot better about that.
Yeah, I will take that one.
So again, Weeks back up under center.
Up. Change of the play right here.
He's on change of play at line of scrimmage. Here he goes. He's going to change it again. And the ball's going to be handed off to number 4, and he's going to be hit hard by Gardner, number 64. Gets into the backfield, and this time he stands Cole Bender up. Number 64, Gardner, number 10, Reed in the backfield for our Chiefs, and it is going to be a loss of yardage of about a yard. Maybe a foot, but it still looked good because they're going to...
Maybe the Chiefs have found what they needed to be doing.
Third and a long 11 now for the Bulldogs as Weeks again comes up under center. He's got Henderson and Bender in the backfield. He's going to pass the ball this time. He keeps the ball. He has nobody up. He throws the ball. And, it's in the arms and out of Burt Damian Reynolds. He had first down yardage. It was in his hands and out, and it was there, too. And I know they're both kicking each other and saying, we got it. But it was wide open all day long right there on that side. Sheets was on the coverage there, and he was about 4, maybe 4.5 yards off the coverage there as Reynolds just slipped back inside him to get the pass. So, for the first time tonight, it's 3 and out for the Freeport Bulldogs as they line up to punt, and let's see who's back to punt for them. It's Weeks, Cole Weeks, the quarterback, so that might be dangerous there. We need to watch that.
1-3!
But from the 37-yard line is the line of scrimmage, and the snap's back. It's a little high, but Weeks takes it. He hits it. Good kick. And it's picked up by Sheets.
It's bouncing, and Sheets around the right side, and he's up the middle of the field, and he's going. It's a foot race now as he's hit. Cole Bender has to stop him along with number 3, Damian Reynolds, as Sheets takes it down to the 25-yard line of the Bulldogs. So a little life.
Excellent run by Sheets. He just found an opening, and excellent run. Just really injected some life into the Chiefs right there.
Now let's see what Lowry does as he looks for the sideline to get a play, and he takes a play in the huddle now. And let's see what coach has got for him as he comes with the Chiefs to the line of scrimmage. Again in the backfield, we have Jackson, Rice, and Kyles behind Lowry. Rice directly behind Lowry. Jackson in motion. He
takes the pitch and he's up the center and he's going to scamper and he looks like he's going to go for first down yardage for about 10 and a half yards there. Enough for a first down. First and 10 for the Chiefs, and that is the first down for Northview tonight with 4:43 left in the first quarter.
I believe we'll put a little war paint on the Chiefs now.
We need that for a 14-0 deficit.
Chiefs are coming back up to the line. Tight formation again. Lowry
Bryce Jackson. Who is that? Kyle's in motion. Kyle's takes it over to the left side. He's going to go for about 2 yards. I called two, but it's a yard. Second and 9 now for Northview. Jackson comes out. I didn't see who went in. Then it's number 4, Uhouse goes in. So Uhouse, Howells, and Bryce will be in the backfield behind Lowry. As the Chiefs come to the line of scrimmage. Uhouse in motion. Lowry's back to pass. He's got pressure, and the ball is going to be picked off. He threw the ball directly to number 52, Nick Coder. And he's going to take it down to about the 27, the 28-yard line. The 28-yard line. And so his pass, I didn't see anybody over there but number 52.
No, he stepped right in front of the receiver. I missed who the receiver was. But the Bulldogs wiped all that war paint we had going off.
So put them guns up, Chiefs. They get the guns out again, shoot yourselves in the foot. As Cole brings them back to the Cole Weeks, brings them back. He takes a snap, and he's going, who is carrying the ball? Is that Henderson? Yep. Henderson's going to go for about a yard up to the 30-yard line. So it'll be second and 9 now for Freeport.
Make it good.
So, here we go now, second and 9 for Freeport. As they come back to the line of scrimmage again.
High formation, double wide out. Quarterback's under center, calling the play. Chiefs are waiting. Up the middle, number 4.
And he's not going to go anywhere.
Gardner again.
Yeah.
And Sean Knight met him in the middle. And
number 5, Knight. Number 64, Gardner again on the stop. It's number 4, Cody Bender with the carry for the Freeport Bulldogs.
Looks like a 3rd and 8, Rick.
3rd and 8.
So the Chiefs can hold him here. We might get back with some good field position. But holding him right here is...
it's going to be a pass. But he's going to keep the ball. He's coming up the side with it. And he's going to scamper down for first down yardage because he's going to cross the 39 to just inside the 40, maybe on the 40.
As he was scrambling, he had a punt, fake punt.
He pumped it as he was going to throw it, right?
That's yeah, I'm trying to say that, and it held Jackson up just long enough for him to scamper in for the first down. And they've got new life.
With the first and 10 from the noses rested on the 40-yard line of the Freeport Bulldogs. As again, Weeks brings them to the line and goes up under center. And a handoff to Henderson, and he's going to be hit quickly by number, that wasn't Henderson, was it? That was number 4. It was Bender with the carry.
And Anthony Pierce with the tackle.
Pierce with the tackle.
So, what we got? A 2nd and 8 or 9. So it looks like a 2nd and 8. And here comes the snap. Oh, quarterback sneak up the middle. And he is still dragging tacklers along as he's going to gain
about 4 yards.
So, yeah, he sure did. It's going to be bringing up about a third and four.
9 Gideons on the tackle.
At least we're keeping them from getting the big yards that they were getting, but they're still getting first downs, Rick. So,
yeah, they're getting that yardage when they need it. It's a pitch. It goes out to Henderson. He goes around the right side. He's going to scamper for first down yardage plus. They're going to get him. He's going to be just across the first line marker for yet another first down now for the Bulldogs.
And still spot the ball just about midfield.
So with 13, just over 13 seconds left in the first quarter. Again, Freeport has crossed the 50 into Chief territory. About the length of the ball. And again, they're driving.
They had some type of like a power sweep that time to the right side.
And they're going to let the quarter run. That's going to end the first quarter. But the score, the Freeport Bulldogs 14 and the Northview Chiefs 0.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Getting ready to start off the second quarter. About midfield as the Bulldogs bring it to the line. They got up.
Bulldogs be going from west to east now.
Pitch to the left side. Number 30 found a seam. He is up. Going to gain 8 yards on that play.
And it looks like number 10, Austin Reed, on the tackle, assisted by Sean Knight, number 5. As Henderson scampers for, it looks like they're going to mark it for 8 yards. So a second down and 2 now for the Bulldogs. As again, the Bulldogs come to the line of scrimmage. And Weeks under center.
Slot to this side.
Yeah, this has been a pass. This time they overtook, and here it is, number 4. He's wide open at about the 32-yard line. He breaks a tackle and jukes in and goes inside the 20-yard line of Northview. And another first down for Freeport.
He was open, and then he shook Jackson off, and he gained a few more yards after that. So they're getting down into the red zone. The Chiefs really need to come up with a stop on this one. We can't afford another score against us.
Well, they seem to be confused. Our defense is totally confused at what's going on with 11-10 left in the half, 14-0, as Freeport comes up with a 1st and 10 now from right around the 20-yard line of the Chiefs. And again, a handoff over the left side to Henderson, who's going to go for about 4 yards there inside the 20 to about the 22-yard line, 21-yard line. So it'll be 2nd and 6 now for Freeport.
Well, here come the Bulldogs. I formation, quarterback's under center. It's a pass. He's rolling out to the right.
Pressure on him this time, though. There's a nice block, but he's going to be dropped back by the 20, and he's going to lose 4 yards on that.
That was, Reed. Some good coverage that time. He didn't find his receiver as he rolled out. And, going to bring up a 3rd and 10 on this. So
Doug Stephen Long, number 44, with initial pressure on Weeks as he ran him out of the pocket, and then Reed was able to wrap him up and take him down for that loss there. So it'll be, like you said, 3rd and 10 now for the Bulldogs.
On that play,
looks like we have an injury. Let's see. Number 30, Henderson, and it looks like he's going to be all right. I just got a little shook up there, but
we took on 2 blockers
to keep him out of the game. So he's back. It's a pass play, and it's up in the air, and they're going to that corner, and it is there, and it is broke up. But I think Jackson is going to get flagged, but it looked good coverage from here. I'm not sure what they're going to call. They're calling pass interference.
Deep fade.
And it's going to be against the Chiefs.
That was a bad call!
Well, you can hear the Northview fans are upset with that call.
Up here, and the way it looked, it didn't look like pass interference, but I'm not down there, and I'm not calling it. So we're going to go with the call that's on the field, and it's going to take it to just outside the 10-yard line. So there's now they're going to put mark it on the 10, so
on
it'll
the
be first and goal from the 10 for Freeport.
First and goal.
Weeks on it. He takes the ball. There's a little snap problem there as number 26 is Sim Brown is back in the backfield. And we've got more canary yellow out there, Doug. Let's see. Let's see what's happening here as they discuss it. But it looks like it's May.
Bobbled snap, confusion in the backfield. The Chiefs were in there, pulled the quarterback down, had several black shirts in there.
And they're going to step something off against the Chiefs. I'm not sure what it is.
Waiting for a signal from the referee to tell us what the call was. And they're still discussing it.
It might have been one of the uh-ohs. We'll see. No,
face
he's
going
to mark it off for face mask. And that's going to take it down to half the distance of the goal line. And it's going to be now at the 9-yard line. And first, or actually, that will make it a first down. So it'll be first and goal now from the 9-yard line for Freeport. So again, Northview shoots themselves in the foot with 9:15 left in the first half. There's a timeout called. That's 9:19 left. Timeout called by Freeport there. So, the canary's starting to fly.
And so far, anything that could go wrong is going wrong.
Thanks for listening to Northview High School Football from NorthEscambia.com.
Getting ready to resume play. Players are back on the field. The Bulldogs break the huddle. Looks like we're going to line up with a double wide out and an I formation, quarterback under center.
With Bender and Holmes behind him, the handoff to number 44. Holmes is going straight up the middle and take it down, and he may be in. He is in the end zone for yet the third score tonight now in the first half. So it's going to be 20-0.
There was a hole in the middle of that line that I could have drove a bus through. That was he didn't have any trouble finding the end zone on that one.
None whatsoever. As Holmes, number 44, takes it in for Freeport, has a score. Is now 20-0 Freeport over Northview.
Ready for the extra point attempt. The players are lining up. Looks like Mr. Justin Farmer will be doing the kicking. It's up.
And it's good.
And it's good.
So 21 with 9:09 left in the first half. It's 21 Freeport Bulldogs and the Northview Chiefs 0. So far Northview is unable to figure out what they're doing, and it's nothing special. They're just lining up in that I formation with a couple wideouts, and they're just running the ball right at Northview, and Northview has been on their heels all night long. So it's time now that Northview's offense needs to give the defense a rest. They've been on the field most of the ball game.
We were driving the ball. We had something going, and And then it just ended at interception. And so we desperately need to get some points on the board. We need this drive to be successful.
So they need to look, because he's been kicking that ball straight every time, aiming it for the 40. That little pooch kick of about 20 yards is all he's doing. And
this time it's going to be the same way.
It's over there again. It's a free. Oh, he fumbles the ball, but he's on top of it. But he did fumble the ball. He waved fair catch and then took his eyes off of it and missed it. And that was number 25 that fumbled the ball, Roderick Woods. But number 18, Sheets, falls under on it and covers it for the Chiefs. So first and 10 now from our own, what's that, 37-yard line. And let's see what we can do now. It's time to put something together here.
We definitely need some offensive line do some blocking. Does it come in the tight formation? Brad Lowry is quarterback.
Jackson in motion. The handoff goes to number 17. There piles as he scampers over to the left side. And he's going to go for about 4 yards.
I hate to say it, but I see four or five white shirts doing the tackle.
Right there on it.
And about five or six black shirts still just sort of not where the play was being happening at. So I'm seeing the lack of motivation or the lack of something going on out here.
Freeport has a small team and a small roster, but they've got a lot of heart, and they're playing some football tonight, and they're taking it to the Chiefs with 8:30 left in the first half. It's 21-0 Freeport. As the handoff this time goes to Uhouse, and Uhouse is going to scamper across the 50 for first down yardage to the 49-yard line of the Freeport Bulldogs. So there's a little something for us to look at.
I'm going to say, Rick, I'm going to have to take back what I just said, because that play, the offensive line was moving, staying with the ball, staying with their blocks, and we get a first down out of it.
And that time we went to the left side of that line where Sellers and Cooler are. Samuel Cooler, number 67, and number 78, Sellers. So again, Lowry brings them up under center again in that tight wing formation. Uhouse is in motion, but the handoff goes to number 5,
Sean Knight.
Sean Knight for the Chiefs is going to go for about a yard and make it second and 9. Yeah,
he hit immediately, but was able to still carry that the would-be tackler up for about a yard or two.
For all the action, it's NorthEscambia.com and Northview High School Football.
Okay.
Second and nine.
And the handoff's going to go to Uhouse around. He's going to come over that left side. This time,
number
76, Cooper pulls and comes around with a block, and he follows in behind him, and he's going to scamper for about 8 yards. Third down now and 2. He goes for about 7. So third and 2 now for the Chiefs.
From where he's standing, it's a lot of third and 1 there, Rick. It's, I'm looking at that guy right there.
It's a long one.
There we go.
I like the third and 1 better. It sounds a whole lot better.
I was trying to help the Chiefs.
And Uhouse is in motion. He takes the handoff, goes over the left side. He's going to go over the 40-yard line and have first down yardage to the 39-yard line of the Freeport Bulldogs. So this time, if we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, we've mounted our first positive drive of the night.
And you see how far they marked that ball back? At least a yard or two on that one. That was a...
You saying we got a bad spot?
I think that was a little bit of a bad spot.
That was a bad spot. First and 10 now from the 39 of the Freeport Bulldogs. The Chiefs come up. Lowry under center with Rice. And the pitch is going to go to Uhouse. He's going to go wide around the left side behind the block. And he's going to go down across the 35. There's going to be a penalty as he's going to be hit out of bounds. Number 44, it looks like Holmes is going to be get flagged for the penalty. He's going to be with a late hit personal foul out of bounds. And it looks like he actually hit our quarterback, Lowry, who was downfield blocking.
Did knock down a few photographers.
They may call. Who knows? Way it's gone, it may come. It's going against Freeport. I was beginning to wonder, all the canary flying tonight, it seemed to go Northview's way. So
it was a good play that time as Newhouse was running around the left side. He was waiting on his blocking and picked up some good yardage.
That's going to be one of those 15-yard ones that's going to move the Chiefs down to the 18-yard line. Now with a first and 10 from the 18-yard line of the Freeport Bulldogs. Lowry looking to the sideline for his play. That's the first time they've gone with it wide sweep like that. But Newhouse, with them long legs, there he went. He scampered again for first down yardage, but that 15 personal foul tacked on a few more for the Chiefs.
Definitely helped as we've entered into the red zone. Bryce up the middle, and there was nothing there. Absolutely nothing.
I'm trying to look and see that number 50. Daniel Davis for Freeport is just plugging that hole up there that Bryce was heading to. And he was there. He stayed at home, and he just stopped it up. And there's no gain. It'll be second and 10 still from the 18-yard line for Northview as Lowry comes up under center with Newhouse, Bryce, and the Micah Kyles is in motion. And the handoff is going to go to Newhouse, and they're all over him. He might gain a yard. So it's going to be a third and 9. Let's see. No, they didn't. He just may have got a foot on that.
Maybe. That inside is all blocked up. There's nothing happening in there. Not on this drive.
So we're just going to leave it at third and 10 for the Chiefs as Northview calls timeout.
Timeout with 4:56 left in the second quarter, and the Chiefs will talk about it.
Hey, this is William from NorthEastCambia.com. I want to thank you for listening to tonight's game here on NorthEastCambia.com.
So the Chiefs come back to the line of scrimmage after the timeout with third and 10 still from the 18-yard line. Lowry under center takes his snap. Kyles is in motion, and Kyles is going to pass. And Newhouse is wide open for a touchdown for Northview. But Michael Kyles, the freshman, is in motion, takes the pitch back from Brad Lowry and hits Newhouse down the middle in the end zone. And the Chiefs finally get it across in the pay dirt.
As we were talking about while they were at the timeout, we needed something special, a little different, and that is exactly what happened.
When we were sitting here questioning, is Coach Wise calling offensive plays? I don't know, but whoever called it, my hat's off to him. As Northview finally strikes pay dirt with a score of 21-6 with 45 seconds left to go in the half. As Lowry lines up for the extra point, it's up, and he flubs it over to the side. Not sure what happened, but he looks in his holder sheets.
Got scared when they saw those white shirts come right through the line at him. I think they jumped
in for about four or five of them, just jumped all the way over the line of scrimmage and were in the backfield. And I think when Sheets looked up, that's all he saw. And he's going to coach, and he's patting himself on the chest and said, "That's all me, coach." So we do get it in end zone, but can't convert on the extra point. So with 45 seconds left, it's 21-6. The Freeport Bulldogs over the Northview Chiefs as Northview lines up. Lowry getting ready to kick off.
Well,
Doug, I was pointing at the fans down there, Northview fans. Those
got a few
guys,
of them blacked out.
They have no shirts on, though. It's too cold for that. As Lowry's kick is off, and it's going back, and it's going to be taken
by number 30, who I'm glad to see that he's still in the game and not hurt, and he's up the middle and he's got blocking. There's a block in the back and there's going to be a flag, so it's going to be for naught as he goes, as there is a block in the back by Freeport, which was unnecessary because Hudson had it and was gone to pay dirt with no one there to stop him, and he gets a block in the back as number 6, Monterio Mitchell, is shoved in the back by the Freeport player. So now, let's see what they're going to do, or they're going to bring it back.
I tell you what, I'm happy to see that that yellow flag come out, because he went the whole way.
Like the canary instead of more points going up, because that would have left us at a score of 27-6, possibly 28, if they kicked the extra point. And Farmer's been true with all his extra points tonight, and I don't see any reason for him to stop now. But that's going to put the ball resting with the nose on the 40-yard line now.
Like you said, he didn't even have to have the penalty. I mean, the player was gone.
That was one of those where you could have nailed the coffin completely shut on Northview, which we may be close to that anyway as we wind down the first half of 43, just over 43 seconds left. And first and 10 from the 40-yard line.
As that quarterback, Weeks, is in the shotgun this time, so they're not ready.
They're going to shoot quarter, and the pass is up, and it goes to number 30. And he's going to be hit, and that thing is a monster. He's little, but when he gets that thing, he runs. As one of the Freeport men told me earlier, he runs hard, and he had 3 black shirts on him, and he just carried him for about another 2.5 yards
yes,
to tack on that. So for an 8-yard gain with a 2nd and 2 now for Freeport with 41 seconds left.
The Bulldogs are not going to lay down and wait for halftime.
It looks like they're going to shoot for the end zone. Go for pay dirt. Let's put some more points on the board, the Bulldogs say. As again, out of the shotgun, Weeks takes a snap. This time he hands it to number 4, who's going to scamper for more than first down yard. But the ball is fumbled, and it's going to be covered by Northview. But now he was going, and if it wasn't for the fumble caused by number 10, who puts a shoulder pad into him, Austin Reed. And let's see, yeah, it's Austin Reed. You know, Austin Reed makes the hit and the fumble. So it's 1st and 10 now, Northview, going the other direction on their own 41-yard line with 34 seconds left. So Hudson, Bender, number 4, carrying the ball, was hit by number 10, Austin Reed of the Chiefs, and coughs up the ball. So there's the first turnover for the Chiefs now tonight. That goes our way anyway.
Yeah,
Kyles gets the pitch, and he's over the right side. He's going to scamper for 6 yards, so it'll be a 2nd and 4 now for the Chiefs.
Now the clock is continuing to run. I'm not sure why we...
While we're waiting so long and going to a huddle, let's get up to line of scrimmage and run a play.
Exactly.
With 2nd down and a long 4. That's a long 4 there as Lowry brings them to huddle, to line of scrimmage. He's up under center. Uhouse is in motion, takes the pitch, goes up the center, and he's going to go for about 3 yards and make it a 3rd and 1 now for the Chiefs.
So the Chiefs look like they're putting together a long sustaining drive, but they only have 30 seconds left.
Why you keep going to huddle? You should have these plays in there and try to make something happen with only 25 seconds left. And we've got people going in and out, and the clock continues to tick as Northview finally breaks their huddle and goes to the line of scrimmage.
For the 3rd and 1. Long snap count.
Kyle's in motion, takes the pitch. He's over the right side for 1st down yardage. He's going to scamper down, and he's going to go for about 6 yards down to the 45, which will stop the clock and make it a 1st and 10 from the 45 of the Freeport Bulldogs.
So as we wait for them to move the chains,
right?
The clock continues to run even while they're moving the chains.
So here he goes now.
now, again, this time quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Lowry under center. Uhouse in motion. The pitch did not. They give Uhouse and goes over the right side to Kyles, who is going to go for about seven, maybe. Let's see. He goes inside the 40-yard line. So it's going to be a second down and right at a long four now.
For a second there, I thought he was fixing to break it for a few more yards, but they wrapped him up before he could get to that first down marker.
Time keeps on ticking, ticking into the future as Lowry brings them up to the line of scrimmage again. Uhouse is in motion and takes the pitch, but number 27, who's been waiting all night for that, David Wesson, makes a stop as he drops Uhouse for a loss of 2 yards, maybe just a yard. There actually, it's going to be more than that because it was a third down and four. And now it's going to be, or second down and four, now it's going to be third and 11 for the Chiefs as the ball goes back to about the 47-yard line. So come to line of scrimmage. Lowry again under center as we're again in that tight wing formation. And Kyles is in motion. Oh, and he's back to pass, but they're all over it. And he throws it. There's a flag down.
Trying to set up some type of screen play, I would like
face
to think.
Mask. We're going to have a face mask called against the Freeport Bulldogs. And so that's good. You know, we were unable to get it, but thanks to the Canary Yellow, we are going to march on down and have first down yardage courtesy of the Freeport Bulldogs and a face mask on Mr. Lowry there. So the ball moves down now to the 32-yard line of the Freeport Bulldogs with a first and 10 now with 58 seconds left. And a half.
I would love to see. Okay, here we go.
Lowry, this time out of shotgun, has it to Grice, and Grice is going to go for about 1 yard.
I thought Lowry was going to go on a pass play, but that time it was a draw.
They're right back, set up again. Again, he's in the shotgun formation. Lowry looking to see what the play is. They're having some confusion getting the play in. Lowry's looking. Time is ticking, ticking, ticking. And there he goes. There's a flag on the field because I believe it's going to be motion, but that ball's going to be intercepted by number 17, and he's over on the sideline, and he's going to go out of bounds and be pushed out of bounds on the 30 by, I can't see who that was.
Now that
number 22, that was Lowry should have never threw that ball.
That was confusion because his both receivers stopped and Lowry thought they were going to keep running.
Yeah,
and
but there was not a black shirt down there, and he tossed that ball up. You can't make those kind of mistakes when you're playing a team and you're down by a deficit of 21-6.
So it looks like the Bulldogs are going to have the ball. Well, how many seconds are left?
23 seconds left in the half. So that's plenty of time for them to move the ball the way they've been moving it tonight. Just with a couple downs, they're able to march it down the field and put it in the end zone so we can stand up this defense, but they're not going to do that. They're just going to let the clock run out and go in and be content with a 15-point lead over the Chiefs of the end of the first half. It's going to be Freeport Bulldogs 21 and the Northview Chiefs 6. So coach needs to take them in and talk to them and get some things going, but there seems to be a lot of confusion out there for the Northview Chiefs tonight.
You're listening to Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
All right, we're back. We had a little technical difficulty, and to bring you back up to speed, the Bulldogs had a fourth down. They, instead of going for a field goal attempt, they tried for a pass in the end zone. The Chiefs broke it up, and so now the Chiefs have the ball. Uhouse ran the first play with off to the right side, gained a yard. We're looking at a third and 9. right now. We've got wide outs all over the place.
Lowry, as Lowry's shotgun for the only the second time tonight. But look out, here come.
He didn't have a chance. White shirts put him down. And he tried to just get rid of the ball, bringing up a fourth and nine.
I saw three white shirts chasing him, and I looked back over to where the ball was snapped, and I saw the line of scrimmage all stand there with their hands on their hip, looking back at Lowry as if what in the world just came through here.
They didn't even see it.
They didn't see it. They were back there that quick. Unbelievable at the speed, and that's just a way of letting you know exactly how fast these Bulldogs are. Both sides of the ball tonight, they are just fast.
So here comes the Chiefs now going to punt, standing on his 5-yard line. Good punt.
It's called
be fielded at midfield by Reynolds. He breaks one tackle, breaks a couple more, and ends up around the 38-yard line. So the Freeport Bulldogs will have excellent, excellent field position to start their series.
Yeah, from the Northview 39-yard line.
So we're looking at 28-6. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs are desperate to get a stop as the Bulldogs are coming up to
and
the line.
Based on what I've seen tonight, I just don't see, with the speed they got, I don't see us stopping that. It's unbelievable, the speed they got. There's some movement. It's not going to be called, though, but the entire right side of the line moved as Henderson, again, is going to scamper, and he's going to take it on down to about the 23-yard line for first down yardage.
And, he just left Devin Moore's socks on the field because
so he's going to go down to 31-yard line. Our 21-yard line, I'm sorry.
He just ran around the right side and just outran everybody. So, another first down for the Bulldogs.
This Freeport team is well coached. And all 11 boys seem to be in sync each play, each snap on both sides of the ball as to what's going on.
And
as Weeks comes again up under center, takes it and hands it off directly to number 4, who's going to stake it right up the center, Bender, for yet another score for Freeport. And, that was just too easy.
Monteo Mitchell was the only guy who laid a hand on him. Other than that, he was in the end zone untouched.
And I'm not sure he even felt that hand. As the Freeport Bulldogs in 9:26 have yet scored again against Northview, and it just looks entirely too easy, Doug.
Yeah, but they've only burned a minute off the clock that time, I believe, and went half the distance of the field. But three plays.
We come up, Farmer for his extra point with a 34-6 score. He can tack it on, and he does, and it's going to be 35-6. The Bulldogs, and that has to be the nail in the coffin if it hadn't already been driven. It has been driven in now. And the Bulldogs will move on to a 5-1 record and 5-0 in the district and will sit alone in first place in the district.
It's a relatively a small team. Not many players left on the sideline, and that's a good. They don't
they
need any more than what they've got.
They play like giants. This is definitely what I've seen. The best team, the best coach team that we faced all year, without a doubt. This Freeport team is making a statement for themselves. And I look for them to do. Oh, as the ball's kicked down, it hits the helmet of number 7. What do you expect? But Devin Moore hits it, and the Bulldogs are going to have the ball yet again inside Chief territory. And, Doug, you said this earlier, and I wanted to laugh when you said it, but if it can go wrong, it's gone wrong for the Chiefs tonight. And I bet that they're saying, what else can we do wrong?
Another, it was a squib kick to the side. It hit the face mask of a Northview player and went forward right into the hands of the Bulldogs, and they've got the ball again.
They're for about 8 yards was caught.
I don't have to believe it on the other side.
They're on the 43-yard line, first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's right. First and 10 again with 9:26 left in the contest.
But there is
for the first time in the half, Northview gets through number 5, Mr. Knight.
And
number 25,
Anthony Pierce.
And number 52, Anthony Pierce gets through.
So they had a good stop that time. They held the middle and ended up the Bulldogs losing about 2 yards. So we can keep this pace up. That would be good. But here we go. Weeks under center. I formation. And it's a handoff to Henderson.
He's going
to
go around the right side, but he's going to be stopped this time by big number 64, Gardner, Lonnie Gardner. On
just grabs his jersey that time and holds on.
Holds on for dear life.
But not before he gains about 2 yards. So it's going to be a 3rd and 10.
You know, you say he gained 2 yards, but Gardner had his shirt about 2 yards back from there. But little Henderson moving so fast, he stretched his shirt for about 2 yards.
He does. Every time we've ever hit him, that's when he starts spinning.
Yeah.
And he can spin out most times.
He's a good little back. And the handoff this time is going to go, that's a good solid hit by number 11 there by Gandy.
Paul Holmes. Yes, Holmes ran it up the center that time and was met hard by Northview Chief Cole Gandy. We heard that up in the booth.
Fourth and 5 now. They're going to go for it. Which I would too. This late in the game, there's no sense in kicking. 4th and 5, you're in 4th down territory. If you don't make it, it's a punt. And he is going to do a quick kick this time, and it's going to go down. It's going to roll into the end zone. So, touchback now, and the Chiefs have 1st and 10 with 7:20 left from their own 20. With a 35-6 score, the Freeport Bulldogs over the Northview Chiefs.
Well,
we commented that it was finally football weather. I just hate that we haven't seen but one team playing much football tonight.
Maybe that's what's wrong. We're too cold. Our hands out of our pocket. I'm not sure.
It's been a rough night for the Chiefs. Lowry's still in. He's got Kyles in motion, and the handoff goes to Kyles, but he's met quick by number 4, Cody Bender, and he's going to go for maybe a half a yard.
And about 3 other white shirts met him just about as soon as he got the ball.
Bender and Reynolds, though, number 3 and number 4, they were the first two Bulldogs there. And Jackson goes in, and Kyles comes to the sideline.
Looking at a 2nd and a long 9.
Yeah, long 9.
So we really need to gain some yardage on this play. Same tight formation. Newhouse is in motion. He gets the pitch. He's going to the right side. He breaks a tackle.
He's
going to
go for about 2 yards.
But not 4 more white shirts grab on.
Three yards.
Third and six. Be a good time for a little play action, I do believe. But let's see what Lowry has been told from the sideline. The Bulldogs pretty much keep everybody up to the line of scrimmage. Everybody's in the box. And that's what we've got again this time in a tight formation. Newhouse. Lowry comes back to pass. He's looking. He's found an open man. Number 84 has caught it to 48. He is
the ball then knocked out.
They took a stab at the ball. The ball took a forward motion of at least. You see where the referee's going to spot that ball. It went ahead 10 yards, but they're not giving that to him. Did they say he was already out of bounds, or why would he have not got that forward motion?
I'm not sure.
Well, a very good play.
I think he's like me, just to see what happened to the ball to after he thought the play was over and it caught him down.
Caught it at the 50, ran to about the 45, and the ball was hit, and the ball didn't go out of bounds to about the 30 or 25. But the referees didn't give that to us. We got it the 35-yard line. Jackson up the middle, spinning and dancing.
Go down inside the 30-yard line, about the 27-yard line.
So the Chiefs are showing a little spirit here late in the fourth quarter. We've got the ball moving, making some first downs. We've got some different plays coming up. Pass play, as you can imagine, put everybody... it could be a little too late, but another pass play by Lowry. Lowry stands back. He is throwing over through Newhouse as he was being double covered as he is headed toward the end zone as the ball sails out the back. So Lowry put a little too much on that one, but he had to get it above the defenders who were there with Newhouse. So Lowry's looking for the play. I'm glad to see that we're showing a little bit more signs of a different offense. And so far, looks like it's going to be a 3rd and 4 coming up. Jackson's in motion. Newhouse gets it. Through the middle, going to the left side. He will scamper for the first down, and he's down, looks like, to mark it to the 19-yard line. So we get a new set of downs. We get into the red zone. And right now, it looks like we actually have a little offense here that's showing some pass, some run, and may have the Bulldogs not sure exactly what our next play is going to be for the first time in the game. As Jackson takes a sweep over to the right side. Gain. Some of the Northview fans are excited about the game. Looks like we gained about 4 yards on that play. So it's going to be a 2nd and 6 as... Lowry brings him up, tight formation. Jackson's in motion. Lowry goes back to pass. There's 3 white shirts. He had to hurry the pass. He threw it just off the fingertips of Austin Albritton. He was well covered back there. It was a well-thrown ball. Just came up just a little bit short as Albritton dove for the ball. He would have, I believe he was already in the end zone, wasn't he, Rick, as he was diving for it. So, but just a little bit off. So, looking at a 3rd and 6. Lowry, Newhouse in motion, pitches to Newhouse. He's going around the left side. He's going to get first down yardage as he's looks maybe to the 6-yard line they might have marked him down to. So we're going to get a new set of downs. We have it 1st and goal at the 6. So the Chiefs are definitely looking the best they've looked the entire game right now. But we've got 6 yards to go before we can celebrate. Because if we'd known, we have been in there 2 other times tonight and come up with nothing. Jackson's in motion. The pitch is to Grice up the middle, and he gets into the end zone. I'm waiting for the referee. The referee was very late putting his hands up, but they're going to give it to us. Touchdown. Grice went in on his feet. There were tacklers all around him, but he went in. I don't know why the referees did not want to give us. I think they were surprised, too. that we scored.
I believe they were surprised too, Doug.
We do have a score. We have 3:17 left in the game.
It's 35-12.
If I didn't know any better, I think the Chiefs are going to try for two because they're breaking out of the huddle instead of their normal formation. And they're in their tight formation. Lowry puts sends Kyles in motion. Kyles takes the pitch. He's coming to the right side. And the Bulldogs smelled that one from the beginning. They weren't going to have any of that.
Cody Butcher on the stop. He comes from behind.
So, you know, as a Chief fan, we were hoping to see the Chiefs put the leash on the Bulldogs, but I do believe the Bulldogs put the leash on the Chiefs.
I believe you're correct.
And
3:17 left is 35-12. Those Freeport Bulldogs over our Northeast Chiefs. But it's been a long night. Again, it's no fun being on this end of the scoreboard where your numbers aren't quite as high as the other teams, is it, though?
And most, you know, the most disappointing is know that our team can play better, and we just didn't see like they were up to their potential tonight. And now, whether the Bulldogs just look that good and make us look that bad, or we just didn't have that fire in us tonight, I don't know. But the Chiefs just appeared to be a little bit flat all night. I heard their spirit was up during the day today. They were excited about the game tonight, but from the beginning bell, they did not seem. We've got a short kick by Lowry, and it only went 8 or 9 yards before it went out of bounds.
Yep. Traveled the 10.
So the onside kick was short. Bulldogs will get excellent field position with late in the fourth quarter. Looks like they're going to take it at the 47-yard line of the Chiefs, and Bulldogs are coming to the line. We have the same. We have a new quarterback. A new quarterback's in.
Myrick
is quarterback now for the Bulldogs. Under center.
It's going to Henderson, and he's going to scamper for yet another first down as he goes for 12 over that right side again for the Bulldogs. And Henderson is just a monster when he gets that ball. There's been absolutely no stopping Henderson tonight. I think there's only been maybe two or three carries tonight that he has not gone for first down yardage when he's touched the ball.
I wish we had to know how many yards he was actually carrying tonight, because he has definitely been.
I believe he's had well over 100 yards by himself tonight, and I'd say as they go, and it looks like they're just going to carry the ball and just run all over. So as Holmes carries the ball again over the right side, and he goes for about 16 yards and another first down, and it's going to be first and 10 from the 21-yard line now of the Chiefs. But, I mean, it's just here, take it, and whoever you hand to is going for first down yardage almost every carry. And I'm not sure what the problem is tonight with us on defense, but we are definitely getting it handed to us as number 27 is going to take it up the center for 21 yards into the end zone. Number 27, Branson, will score yet again for the Bulldogs, and the Chiefs are all looking at each other, asking each other what in the world has happened to us here tonight, as they take the score now to 41-12.
And just the last series, didn't I say three plays and touchdown, and they did it again?
Three plays and another touchdown. I would say they're well over 300 yards on rushing offense tonight, and that's just giving my guesstimate, but the way they've run it up and down the field. But then again, we shot ourselves in the foot and haven't had to go but about 40 yards two or three times to score, because that's where we put it. As Farmer's kick is up, and it's good in the score. Now with 2:20 left in the ball game, it'll be 42 for the Bulldogs and 12 for the Northview Chiefs. So, the new quarterback comes in and they don't miss a beat.
Well, he just has to hand it off, and the offensive line is doing their job, and the backs are running at will. Well, it doesn't matter if it's left, right, up, middle. They just you know, get the guys on the chains, just get ready to move them because he's going down the field.
We had talked earlier tonight wondering about number 24, Holmes, from the Chiefs, where he'd been, and you spotted him right before halftime in shorts and in his jersey, and that was it. I don't know. I didn't hear anything about an injury. But they've definitely missed him in the backfield tonight.
They have. Holmes has been an excellent fullback in the back and had some very good games. And Chiefs definitely could have used all their help tonight.
Number 8, Farmer, lines up, kicks it off. And again, he's going to squib kick it down. It's going to be taken by number 7, who's going to drop quick. And Henderson is down on the coverage quick.
I'm telling you, if Henderson, if Moore had not dropped to the ground, Hendrickson was ready to take his head off because he was there. They're quick. They're quick.
He is fast.
He's as fast as the ball was coming down.
West of the fine young football team came up in Freeport tonight, and they had just put it to the Chiefs, handed us our lunch, and it hadn't been a very enjoyable lunch as a score with 216, 42-12. As who has the ball there?
That was Kyle.
Kyle's carrying the ball. Yeah, 17, LaMichael Kyle's with the carry.
He was, I thought was fixing to make a break a few more yards, but somebody just grabbed his arm and said, come here. And that was it. So he was a yard short of first down.
All right, 9 yards on that carry for Kyle. Kyle again was pretty productive tonight, all except for the fumble in the end zone. Sheets, number 8, is in at quarterback now for the Chiefs. Newhouse is in motion. Sheets is going to keep the ball. He's going to pass over to Grice, who's going to go for first down yardage and go down to close to the 43-yard line now. So it's a
late. Did you notice that time as number 17 from the Bulldogs grabbed Grice straight for the ball? Mm-hmm. He's not interested in tackling. It's just, let's strip them and hold on to this ball. So Grice really had to not forget about moving the ball anymore. He had to protect it, and that's good coaching. So here comes the pitch to Kyle's.
He's in the backfield. He's going to bounce off it. He's going to take it, and he's going. He's going to be inside the 30. He's still on his feet. They can't bring him down. It's number 17 and number 8 for the Bulldogs are saying, what is this? We get our hands full. So that was a power run that time for Jackson. Tonight, the first time I've seen him taking and run it with some authority tonight as he scampers from first down yardage inside the 30-yard line down to about the 27. Yard line of the Freeport Bulldogs. With 1:07 left in the contest, it's a score of 42-12. The Chiefs will move to a record of 4-2, 3-2 in the district, and the Bulldogs will go to 5-1 and 5-0 in the district, and we'll sit alone at the top.
Looky here. Oh, my goodness. What we had here was Brandon Sheets came rolling to the right, and Newhouse was going out to the left. And as pressure came to Sheets, he threw it back across the field to Newhouse, who had an entire football field to run in, but the pass was a little underthrown. It was close. It was a good play. We're bringing up a second down and 2. Sheets looking, rolling to the right, dodging tacklers, throws to Grice. He catches, steps out of bounds around the 6-yard line.
And there should be a flag.
There is a flag.
60 right there for the Chiefs, Wesley Morris. Yeah, hits Bender. After the play, number 60. After the play had been whistled dead. So, where you did have some momentum, it's gone now. And Coach Wise is all in his face as he comes to the sideline, and rightly so.
Well, don't bring up a 2nd and 10. Well, we would have had it at the 6-yard line. 29 seconds left.
Sheets looking good back there at quarterback.
The Chiefs were moving the ball. Let's see if this doesn't set them back.
Let's see if we can still get some points.
Well, wait a minute. When the referees decided that was not the right place for the ball, they picked it up and moved it ahead 5 yards. So the referees looked a little... They're still giving signals and blowing whistles and telling people to... We're still not ready for ball to go into play yet.
Well, there's one good thing, and I don't think anyone's noticed, there was like 34 seconds left on the clock, but during all that confusion, the clock ticked down to 29 seconds. So this may be the next to last play tonight for Northview, as Uhouse is in motion, but Sheets is back to pass. His pass is up, and it falls short. It's intended for number 6, Ontario Mitchell. Oh, there's
and
a flag.
Well, I guess this game's going to get sloppy here at the end. What was that? I missed that. I'm looking. I did not see what the flag was about. We'll wait for the referees
to about it.
Tell us what that was. It happened. Whatever it happened on the far side of the field.
It's against Northview, though. But,
still waiting on them. The referees are marching off.
15-yard ones.
Yeah, he's walking back. He's not breaking stride, ladies and gentlemen. He is going. He's telling the Chiefs to move out. He's still walking. He takes the ball all the way back to the 38-yard line. So a big penalty against the Chiefs. Some type of personal foul. I didn't see it. But, well, once again, we were on the 6-yard line, and we're backing up, and 23 seconds left on the clock. Sheets under center. Goes back to pass. He's rolling out. He steps out of bounds. This one's going to be on the Bulldogs on this one. Sheets stepped out of bounds, and about 3 Bulldogs went ahead and made sure he was
down. They wanted to get him down. They wanted to make sure he was down.
So there was all kinds of flags.
I'm not sure if anybody really knows what down it's supposed to be. Oh, Lord.
This is late in the game. Let's hit this guy because we don't...
We haven't been able to get this last minute because there's been 3 personal foul penalties. But now it's going to go against the Chiefs. No. It's going to be offsetting. It's going to be on both sides. So I guess 3-on-1 means offsetting penalties. Tonight here in Brant, Florida.
I don't know how she's got anything. Like,
believe,
he was on the ground.
I believe Sheets was kicking up while he was on the ground. I couldn't tell from the players there, but that's what it looked like to me because I saw a coach snatch him up, and the tippers are beginning to fly. 42-12, you got a 30-point deficit.
We just need this game to end. 3rd and forever. As Sheets go back.
Oh, they're all
Bulldogs. He scrambles away from them,
and
but still moving to the left.
Don't even look. Just run them all, son. There he is.
He runs out of bounds and could bring up a 4th and 9.
4th and forever again? No, that's about 4th and 9 because he's going to move it inside the sticks.
4th and 9, we got 11 seconds left. And the Chiefs are on the 22. Sellers comes out of the game. Chiefs are in the huddle. Obviously, the clock has stopped because Sheets ran out of bounds. Fourth and nine. It could be the ball game right here. And Sheets takes the snap. Runs into, throws. And threw right into a Bulldog, and that's it for the Chiefs. And the Bulldogs take the ball with roughly 5 seconds left in the game as they take over on the 22-yard line. And I'm sure the Chiefs would be happy just to head toward the locker room. To say the least, after this last minute.
I would say, do you think?
It's been last minute of football was good enough.
About as long as the second half.
Bulldogs line up in a victory formation. Yeah, it looks like they're going to just take the ball and drop to a knee, and that's your ball game. So, the Northview Chiefs fall tonight to the Freeport Bulldogs, 42-12. And
good night from Rick and the Grass Doctor, Doug, here from Brad, Florida, as your Northview Chiefs go down to the Bulldogs of Freeport. Next week, though, we'll be traveling to Jay, Alabama, to take on Jay, Florida. I'm sorry, I said Alabama. I'm too close to the line here. But Jay, Florida, take on Jay. And but tonight our score rests with the Bulldogs of Freeport at 42 and the Northview Chiefs 12. So good night from Brad, Florida. This is Rick and Doug, the Grass Doctor.
Come out and support the Chiefs next week as they take on Jay. We'll talk to you then.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com. Thanks for listening to Northview High School Football from NorthEscambia.com.